Welcome to the FAC 3702 Exam Preparation Podcast. My name is Faiza Jafar and I am one of your lecturers. The purpose of this podcast is to point out to you how you can effectively go about your exam preparation to maximize your marks and to answer only what is required of you in an exam. Today we will cover the following topics: basic exam technique, planning or preparing for an exam, and what to do in the exam. Let us start off by looking at some basic exam techniques which you should remember. Do not spot or leave out any of the study units. All 7 study units will be covered in the exam. Answer each separate question on a new clean page. Write only in blue or black pen. Pencil and red or any other color ink will not be marked. Show all your calculations clearly. Your handwriting must be neat and legible. Use the space available on your page, do not cram information in between, and do not squash information at the bottom of a page. Rather skip to the next page. Answer the required, not what you think is required, and do not provide any extras that you think we might award you marks for. The mark plan is very specific. No marks are awarded for calculations only. You need to disclose a note as required by the question. That is, you need to disclose a note and reference to the calculations. Marks will then be awarded for your calculation. I am now going to discuss with you in more detail how you should approach your exam preparation. Draw up a study schedule and study all the applicable theory in your study guide as well as in the prescribed textbook, that is descriptive accounting, and make sure that you fully understand the theory and can apply it. Exam preparation is ongoing and does not begin the day before the exam. Do the assignment 3 questions. They test individual concepts and are prior year exam papers. Assignment 3 contains integrated questions which are of a standard which you can expect to be faced with in the exam. Do as many integrated questions as you can. Do not make use of the OES method. This means that you do not attempt to do the question, but sit with the question and solution in front of you and say to yourself, "Oh yes, I would have done it like that." Rather simulate the exam conditions. Sit in a quiet room with only the question. Either an assignment 3 question or pass exam paper, do the question in the allocated time. Once the suggested time has passed, stop writing and mark the question against the suggested solution. Ask yourself, did I pass the question? If you answer yes, then congratulations, you understand the topic and are working at the correct pace. If you have answered no, identify where you are going wrong. Ask yourself, do I need to revise the theory again? Do I understand what is being asked? Did I spend too much time only doing calculations and not the disclosure? Do not study padded fashion. When you read something, ask yourself why something is treated and disclosed in the manner that it is. You need to understand the principles so that you can apply them to any given scenario. Learn the disclosure formats and know the outline well. This is what is most often required in a question. Remember to include descriptions. For example, in the property, plant and equipment note, the description of when and by whom the valuation was performed and on what date, etc. These are easy marks to earn as you just need to identify which portion of the given information needs to be copied to your solution. Lastly, I will discuss what you should do in an exam. Pay attention to the suggested timetable provided on the front page. This is the guideline of the maximum amount of time you should spend on each question. Try to stick to this. If the suggested time has expired, move on to the next question. It has been proven that if you move on to the next question, you will maximize your marks as you will earn more marks by attempting the new question than you would have had you spent another hour on the first one. First, read the required section before you start to read the information provided. This helps you to focus your reading and to identify the information that you would need to answer each part of the question. Read the required and then draft the outline of the disclosure note being asked. Then as you start reading the information provided, identify relevant portions that you need to perform a calculation. Do the calculation and slot the answer you have calculated in the correct line item of the note. Reference it and move on to the next calculation. Remember to show all your calculations. If you only disclose the figure in the note and it is incorrect, you will not receive any marks. However, if you show all your calculations, then you will receive calculation marks for showing your logic and method of calculation, as well as a mark for correctly disclosing your calculated answer in the correct line item. Go and write the exam, and you have a chance of passing. If you do not go and write, you will not have a chance at all. I hope that I have been of assistance to you, and I wish you the best of luck with your exam. Thank you.